Listen, let me tell you, Charles is my brother, and he's my good friend. He's a fine gentleman.
And he's a nice person.
And yes, exactly. But there were a lot of complaints about him that he's too laid back, and he when people go to him.
But you cannot look at this.
I'm going to have a problem with you too. You're happy. Are you happy too?
He was happy?
Yeah. When they come to me for the last time, and I get caught, and I get caught, and then I get that one of my
things.
Yes. Let me tell you something. A woman
and then I'm definitely
liquorish. No, listen.
But I'm like, yeah, do not know by yourself.
No.
Yes, someone I'm definitely greedy, man.
When you're in this position, when you sit down, you have to fight, because all the other representatives are there. You have to fight for it. A young girl came to
you
me.
You fight Barry.
If I did that for the 10 years I was in
the house.
A young girl came to me the other day, and she told me she wanted to get into nursing. She went to Mr. Charles, and Mr. Charles said, you can't get into nursing with four subjects. You must wait until you get the other subject. He helped her to get the fifth subject. I said, leave it to me. I will help you to get into nursing. When the passed the subject in June. When the list came out, she went to me and said, I said, no, your name not on the list. You can't do anything about that. She came to me. I said, what? Strong labor people. Mm-hmm. I said, you can't come to me now. The list is out. How am I going to help you? I called the committee, the chairman of the committee. A lady named is George from Mesopotamia. She said, Comrade Louis. She said, Mr. Charles gave recommendation to 8 people, but he never called. And at least put this one here. Mm-hmm. They said, I call and one candidate, he lives in Leyuk, coming out of Leyuk there, that's what they call Horn Corner. He said to tell them, Comrade Louis has recommended this lady here, we have to take her. And I felt bad because they are very poor people. And Maxwell could have called them,
yes.
But he is not aggressive enough to look out for his people. And he's not the only one. People come to me and tell me, when they come to me, I said, listen, I am not the representative for Central Leeward. Go to Mr. Chat. They would just suck the teeth and walk away. I said, to say that waste of time. I can't take it, you know. Listen, Maxwell is a fine gentleman, but I don't think he's cut out. Where's that? Who? Who did it?
I favor him.
But it's safe by we get underneath the wings.
Maxi always said he wanted to take my place when I back out. But you have to be a little bit aggressive in politics. When I sit in cabinet and tell him I want that for Central EU, they used to tell me I am damn greedy, I want everything for Central EU. How you think you get your learning resource centrally?
No. He hears you what he says, he doing fine.
Are you a feeler?
I shall be like you. If Mr. Charles is too strong, don't you think you should be his backbone strength and teach him up?
Who must do it?
You who've been there already?
No, I tell you something. You all won't believe this. Maxwell has been there 4 years. Maxwell has been there 4 years. He has never, because I got 2 calls out of those 4 years from Maxwell. One, the central executive wanted to give me a plaque for my service here, and they tell he's the man to call me, not them. They had a dinner over in King Grove.
Cool idea.
I think it's Palmyra. No, King Grove.
Oh, by Mr. Brown.
Yes. That's the one time. And then he called me a second time, said, La Housing and Land said, ask him about some lands wrong with area.
No,
I thought. And he doesn't know anything. Maxwell,
I talked to somebody.
How do you think I should handle this in the council?